fights fatigue. It helps you bounce back stronger, faster, better. Fuel your drive. Rehydrate, recharge, and reclaim your day. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news. We take a look at stories making headlines. Tonse Alliance unveils expanded council of leaders amid confusion. Rising domestic debts alarming one's economic expert. And human skin DNA fertilized to make embryo for the first time.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
You can stream this news live on our Facebook page, which is Millennium Radio 90.5 FM. The Tonse Alliance, with the details, my name is Kalunga Mwape. The Tonse Alliance has unveiled an expanded council of leaders, a structure it says was appointed and approved by the late chairperson Dr. Edgar Chagwalungu as part of preparations for the 2026 general elections. Confusion erupted this morning at the residence of Tonse Alliance spokesperson Sean Tembo, where some alliance leaders had gathered for a press briefing, which was reportedly disrupted by cadres believed to be from the Patriotic Front. However, Tonse Alliance national coordinator Dr. Zumani Zimba clarified that the Patriotic Front president Given Lowinda was fully briefed on the list on the 3rd of March 2025 and was also provided input in its development. Dr. Zimba explained that the list was compiled between January and March 2025 while the late President Lungu was in South Africa. He further stated that the late former president personally contacted members to inform them of their roles and integrate them into the alliance.
The acting president of the PA, Honorable Given Lowinda, is aware about this list because on 3rd March 2025, His Excellency did assign me and he did physically send me to go and meet him at his residence to discuss this list in detail so that the acting president could also input. I would like to confirm that Honorable Lowinda, I met him for almost for some hours and he had an input. After the death of His Excellency, of course, I also went back to engage him that we needed to go back to the list which His Excellency approved because he was now the acting president. Last month, I had a detailed meeting at his residence once more to try to plan together and strategize on how best we could move the alliance together within the framework of the legacy and the vision of this year.
Meanwhile, Tonse Alliance spokesperson Sean Tembo said the alliance will now move with speed and purpose as it heads towards the 2026 elections.
Another meeting of the Tonse Alliance Council of Leaders, where the individuals listed earlier who were appointed by the late 60th Republican president are going to be expected to attend after we have written to them to formally communicate their appointments to the Tonse Alliance Council of Leaders. If you allow me, I wish to emphasize that we have only one objective as Tonse Alliance, and that objective is to ensure that we make progress, that we make ourselves ready for next year's general election, that we identify and select a candidate for next year's election.
Political analyst Professor Bizek Piri has called on all political parties preparing for elective conferences to prioritize transparency in order to strengthen intra-party democracy. Professor Piri observed that recent conventions have seen the same leaders re-elected as party presidents alongside the same office bearer as a trend, which he said raises questions about the integrity of internal electoral processes. He cited the Movement for Multi-Party Democracy, MMD, and the People's Alliance for Change as examples of parties that have retained the same leadership structures. Professor Piri stressed that ensuring credible elections within parties is critical, particularly for the United Party, for National Development, UPND, and the Patriotic Front, to avoid confusion as the 2026 elections draw close.
Share our views on the issues of election leaders, electing leaders, to as we move forward to the 2026 elections. I think the most important thing that the party needs to do is to ensure that those people that are elected, the democracy is clear and sound and people can see what is happening. Now, what the challenge that we have is that when you look at the political person, these people that happen, is that, for example, we find in the case of the PF, that they said they had a convention, but now they haven't had the MMD. You have these challenges where...
Economic expert Iman Oman has expressed concern that Zambia's domestic debt is rising at alarming levels without proper strategies in place to address it. Mr. Oman noted that the government allocated 52 billion kwacha towards domestic debt servicing, with the finance minister attributing this to increased borrowing between 2015 and 2021, much of which is now falling due. However, he pointed out that the UPND assumed office domestic debt stood at 112 billion kwacha, but has since risen to 242 billion, an increase of 130 billion kwacha in just 4 years. Mr. Mans explained that this translates into government borrowing on average 32.5 billion kwacha annually through bonds and treasury bills to support the national budget. He observed that both current and previous administrations have not done enough to resolve this persistent challenge. Mr. Mansa further revealed that the arrears now stand at 84 billion kwacha, yet only 4 billion kwacha has been allocated to dismantle them in the 2026 budget.
Central banking deals with government directly, but when it comes to the private sector, or you and me and corporations, it's commercial banks that are supposed to be lending to us. But I announced what is happening is commercial banks, they are using your deposit, my deposit, to lend again to the government. You know, they are going into security, treasury bills and bonds. And as a result, it's a tricky situation. They would rather lend to the government, and as a result, the private sector is stuck of the much needed financing. You know.
Tobacco Free Association of Zambia Executive Director Brenda Chitindi has urged government to urgently establish and implement comprehensive tobacco controls legislation to effectively tackle the growing health and economic challenges linked to tobacco. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Ms. Chitindi noted that tobacco remains a leading risk factor for various non-communicable diseases, NCDs, which in turn impose a heavy financial burden on the state through treatment and medication costs. She explained that reducing tobacco consumption would not only improve public health outcomes, but also allow government to save significant resources currently spent on NCD-related treatments. Ms. Chitindi stressed that such saving could be channeled into other critical sectors of the economy, boosting efficiency in public spending and easing pressure on the healthcare system.
Tobacco is the most risk factor of non-communicable diseases like cancer, diabetes, asthma, heart diseases, and the government is spending a lot of money on these non-communicable diseases,
and people are dying. By reducing the consumption of tobacco among the citizens, definitely government can benefit from the expenditure that they are spending.
And now, business news.
Economist Branch has stressed the need to address key economic challenges if the Zambia Revenue Authority's ZRA is to meet its ambitious 185 billion kwacha tax collection target for the 2026 financial year. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Chandarada said unlocking productivity hinges on resolving bottlenecks in the energy sector, which continues to constrain economic activity. He further emphasized the importance of strengthening tax collection systems and ensuring efficiency at border points to prevent revenue leakages. Mr. Chanda noted that without tackling these structural issues, the DRA may struggle to meet its target despite the growing demand for revenue to finance government programs.
Budget 2026, I'm sure it should be somewhere right at the end where you see what tax measures have been put there. The other method you use is to find out how have they performed in terms of collecting the 160 billion or so that you mentioned in the past. Have they been near that target or not? The third issue you look at is how does things like power affect you in terms of being productive and therefore raising enough income to be taxable.